Good morning. Is this, I hope I don't say your name incorrectly,
Fabiani.
Hi, my name's Amy Nelson. I'm with Local Splash, your current marketing team.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. How can I help you?
Well, I was calling because you clicked in the dashboard over the weekend indicating that you wanted more information on Google Guaranteed Paid Leads, and it is my department, so that triggers a phone call from me regarding the possible upgrade on your account. This click was made in the back of your dashboard. Did you do it on purpose, or was it maybe done on accident?
No, I think I did it, yes.
Okay. Yeah, do you know anything about Google Guaranteed?
Yes, this is what I'm looking for.
Okay, awesome. So I could definitely help you. Do you know anything about Google Guaranteed so far?
No.
Okay, so you know how when you do a search for something up at the very top of the page, there'll be a search result that's produced, and it'll say Google Guaranteed, and then it will have a certain number of service providers that are listed right there.
Yeah.
So it is an elite service, and it's only available in certain categories for certain areas. So you do have to qualify for it. And we are, as you know, we're a Google Premier partner. So we're one of the companies that's allowed to sell this product to the general public. Now, this is a pay-per-lead program that Google built to trump all other pay-per-lead programs. So have you experienced anything through like Angie's List or Home Advisor, Thumbtack, any of those programs?
Yes.
Okay, so this program is different than those programs, okay, in the fact
mm-hmm.
that you only pay for qualified leads, okay?
Okay.
So how do you like those programs so far? What has been your experience?
No, not really good. I have a terrible experience with AngelList.
Mm-hmm.
They always charge the money from my
mm-hmm.
account,
mm-hmm.
and the lead they send to me
are not quality.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
I can point for you like 50 leads. I don't make a business. No, I take 2 into the phone.
Mm-hmm.
One, I schedule, I estimate, and I never make any business with AngelList leads. Never.
None? And you took 50 leads from them? 50?
50, and they charge me a lot of money.
Holy smoke.
A lot of money. You see, I'm very pissed off with them. Because
very disappointed in them, right?
It's a lot of money. It's like 55, 85, 95.
No.
Money is not easy. So
no, it's not. You work hard for your money.
Mm-hmm. They don't care. If you could make a complaint, they say you don't get in touch with the customer right away. I say
fast enough.
They blame me. They say after you guys send me the lead, I
mm-hmm.
call them and I text and mail 5 seconds
mm-hmm.
after.
Mm-hmm.
I ask, don't you think 5 seconds is enough?
Right. Yeah, I do. I think that's super, super fast. Yes. Oh, my God.
It's very disrespectful. It's very disrespectful. I feel like, I don't know how to explain to you my frustration with them.
Right. That I understand all about that. Hold on a second. Okay, there we go. Yes, I understand that frustration, and I'm going to tell you that I have heard that from multiple people, so you are not the first. I know exactly what you're talking about. So everything that you do not like about Angie's leads, Google has done the opposite. So you have to share the lead, number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, okay.
You believe it? I don't think you share the lead is the problem.
But it can be.
I think the problem when you send leads is not real.
Oh, okay. Okay. That too. So they're not always actual leads that they're sending you. I've heard that quite a bit as well. So that's one of the issues. The other issue is so that you have to pay whether or not you actually even speak to the person, right?
Correct. How like are you going to judge me, charge me for something? It doesn't work.
Right. Even if you at least even spoke to the person and then they said no, thank you, that would be one thing, right? But
and if that, I'm going to say, I'm sorry, yes, they say they don't want it. But like 85% say, I don't ask for the service.
Yeah.
Or they say, I don't want anything, or don't answer the phone.
Yeah, I've heard that quite a bit. So everything that you don't like about Angie's and how they operate has been made right with Google. What I mean by that is that Google built this service to trump all of their pay-per-lead services. So first and foremost, the clients, they are contacting you directly. So, for example, with Angie's, they send you a lead, right? And you have to call them. And you're responsible for calling them after they send you the phone number, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you may or may not get in contact with the person because it may not be an actual lead, right? So that's where the problem is. However, what this platform does and how it is completely different is that instead of you having to contact the client, the client goes to Google, they see the Google Guarantee section, and then they contact you. They're reaching out to you directly. So when your phone rings, you know that it's a Google Guarantee lead because it says so on the caller ID, and there's a real-life human being on the other end of the phone, okay?
Okay.
Now, Google records these phone calls for authenticity purposes. So, for example, when you sign up for Google Guarantee, your company is assigned a specific Google call tracking phone number for authenticity purposes. So Google wants to make sure that the calls you're receiving not only are quality calls, but that they're also qualified. You only pay for the qualified calls. Okay? And there's only two instances that Google even considers it a qualified call. So for example, if somebody calls your company and they are looking for a service that you provide, right, and it is not listed on your service profile. So if they're looking for something that is not listed on your service profile, that is not considered a qualified lead and you would not be charged for that lead.
Okay.
Okay, because you're going to decline the job if it's something that you don't offer. Additionally, if somebody is calling for a service outside of your service radius, meaning it's not an area that you provide service in and it's not listed on your service profile, you are not charged. That is not a qualified lead.
Okay.
If somebody is calling your company and they're asking for employment with your company, that is not considered a qualified lead. You would not be charged. If it's a spam call, if it's a robocall, if it's a sales or solicitation call, all of those things are considered unqualified and you would not be charged.
Okay, perfect.
Okay? So you're only charged when the client calls you and they ask for estimate over the phone and if you give estimate over the phone, that is considered a qualified lead. Or if you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face, that is considered a qualified lead.
Okay.
Those are the only two instances that are considered qualified leads by Google, okay?
Okay.
And that's fair, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, now, getting into you being qualified. So, the services that I see here that you offer, correct me if I'm wrong, it shows me that you offer for gutter installation, gutter repairs, as well as for gutter cleaning. Is that correct?
Yeah, I have a more service there.
Okay.
It's all about gutters. Yes.
Right. And so Google has requirements for certain verticals, okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, do you maintain for the gutter installation and gutter repair, that falls under the roofing vertical. So that requires let me take a look and see exactly what that's going to require here. Hold on, give me just 1 second here to
make sure, because I do gutters. For do gutters, mm-hmm. I need a license. I need insurance.
Right. Right. So Google sometimes has some different requirements, but mm-hmm. let me double check this, because I want to give you all the proper information, because I'm going to tell you, I honestly believe that you're going to really love this service. It's totally different than any other type of pay-per-lead service. Now, for this, you would fall into two different categories, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on 1 second. Gutter installation. And I have you in 02421. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. 1 second here. I'm going back again. It's not giving me the right result. One moment. So the city. Hold on a second here. Go in there. This is going to be here. Lexington. Okay, let me have a look again here. How long have you been in Lexington?
I think 7 months.
7 months? Oh, wow. Is it a new area to you?
Yes. Is the office new? No?
It's all new?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Okay, this is better. This is better. Okay. Yes, it does require. Okay, so for gutter installation and gutter repairs under the roofing vertical, which is the only place that those two were keywords come up, it requires a license for the Massachusetts State Home Improvement Contractors Registration. Do you mm-hmm. hold that license?
Yes.
Or no? You do hold that license. You have it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful. Okay, so you would definitely qualify for that. Okay, and then the other one for the gutter cleaning, that one I do not believe, that one does not require any type of license. So the way that it works is like this. The upfront cost on this to get yourself Google Guarantee approved, is going to be a one-time cost of $250. This is a Google Guarantee application fee for yourself and any and all. How many face-to-face employees do you have that go out and actually perform estimation on behalf of the company, or is it just you and your husband?
No, the total is seven employees.
Total?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so let me see here. And all of them go out and do estimate on their own, or only, and they'll go out and bid the job by themselves and work
no.
on the job by themselves, or just you and your husband
I have a two estimators.
Two estimators. Okay. Mm-hmm. Can they pass a background check?
I think so.
Okay. Well, the reason I ask is because what happens with the Google Guarantee application is you pay the $250 application fee, and then that is non-refundable. So we want to make sure that you're going to be approved if we send you the application. On the application, it's going to ask for Social Security number, driver's license, for background check for all face-to-face employees that are going out and that are doing the bid for the company on behalf of your business. So it's going to do background check for you as the business owner, and then it's going to do background check for any face-to-face employees that you put on the application, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we want to make sure before we sign you up for it that you're aware of everything, and we want to set you up for success, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Now, with the, once the Google Guarantee application fee is paid, we go ahead, we send you the Google Guarantee application. Now, the advantages to being a Google Guarantee provider are vast. First and foremost, as a Google Guarantee provider, you will show up at the very tippy top of the page in that Google Guarantee section. But even more importantly, you will have the Google Guarantee badge that goes directly with your company. Now, this Google Guarantee badge actually guarantees your work to the general public. So what I mean by that is Google actually backs your company with additional $2,000 worth of insurance per individual client. So if you look in the Google Guarantee section, what it tells you is get your job done right or Google pays you back. So the purpose of this that Google has built is to provide the public with quality service providers while giving you as the business owner quality leads. Okay?
Okay.
Now, with that being said, what happens is we go ahead, we process your Google Guarantee application. Whether you have one employee that you put on there or you have 25 employees that you put on there, the application fee is just one time $250, and that goes to get the company Google Guarantee approved. Now, I'm assuming that you do have you maintain the licensing and also the general liability insurance for your company, correct?
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And then you can pass a background check, correct?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. And then you said you have a couple of estimators that go out and you believe that they can pass as well. So that's going to be fantastic. Now, once the Google Guarantee application is submitted, the maximum amount of time that it takes for a Google Guarantee application to get processed is 4 to 8 weeks. I have seen it happen much faster than that. It really depends on how quickly you get the application back to us. The faster you get the application back to us, the faster we can process it. I've seen it processed and companies come up in the Google Guarantee section in as little as 4 to 8 days. Again, it really depends on you. Now, once your Google Guarantee approved, then Google is going to ask us to charge the minimum monthly budget. So for the gutter installation, which falls under the roofing vertical, the lead cost on those leads is going to be, let me see here, those leads are
$70.67.
Okay? $70.67 for the gutter installation, gutter repair leads.
Okay? Mm-hmm.
Now, the gutter cleaning leads, okay, the gutter cleaning leads, those fall under window cleaner. Those leads are only
$24.
Okay, so what Google does is they require a minimum monthly budget to begin the leads for 13 leads. That's how Google begins it. So they would start with the higher minimum monthly budget. Meaning, if you went with only gutter install and gutter repair leads, then the minimum monthly budget on that would be $922 to begin for 13 Google guaranteed leads. If you went with only the gutter cleaning leads, then that would be $313. So if you would like to start Google Guarantee once you're completely approved for both verticals, then what happens is we charge the higher minimum monthly budget. We would charge the $922, and then you would get leads for both verticals under that budget.
Okay, for $922.
Correct. So all that makes sense so far, right? Okay, perfect. So what I want to tell you is this. You are in complete control of how those leads come in. For example, say that you go ahead, you get Google Guarantee approved, you pay your $922, and the leads begin coming in, okay? Now, I know that you have a big crew, right? You have six guys that you're trying, that you employ, so they're obviously trying to feed their families, and you've got a pretty decent sized organization going on here. Say, for example, that you need to pause the lead. Say all your crews are booked up. Say you take on the first two leads and now your crews are booked. You know for a fact that you're not going to be able to take on any more leads for at least a couple of weeks for whatever reason. Then you can pause the campaign. Now, when you pause the campaign, it pauses exactly where it's at financially. So if you pause the campaign with $722 in it, that's where the campaign is going to pause. You can pause that campaign for as long as you want. If you pause that campaign for 6 months, then that's where that money stays. It is not an automatic monthly charge of $922.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, you have to remember, when the clients are calling in, they're calling and they're speaking with you directly. You know that it's a Google Guarantee lead coming in because it tells you on the caller ID when they call in that this is a Google Guarantee lead, right? So you know for a fact that this is a quality lead coming in. You're only charged if you give the estimate over the phone or if you set face-to-face appointment to give the estimate face-to-face. That's the only two criteria that Google actually considers a qualified lead. So if you run into a situation, if you accidentally got charged for a lead, the calls are recorded and you have access through the Google, through the Local Splash dashboard to be able to dispute. So you would send, you would just text us, call us, email us and say, hey, this phone number right here was not a qualified lead. Please dispute it. And we go ahead and dispute it on your behalf. Now, it's very rare that that happens. I've only seen it happen a couple of times in 5 years that we've even had to dispute calls. But in the event that we do have to dispute a call, we go ahead and get your money back directly from Google and it goes straight back to your account. Okay?
Okay.
Now, with this, the other a really amazing thing about it is that this is going to support the Google Ads, the Facebook Ads, as well as the Google Local Listing that you already have with us. So this is really, really going to help you to dominate on that first page of search results with leads coming directly to you. Now, the cost per lead is a lot more reasonable than the leads that you were getting through Angie's, correct? It is? You agree with that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And it is a better qualified lead. So what I want to tell you is that Google has had this program for 5 years. And with this program, what has happened is they have actually seen a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay-per-lead service there is out there. These are the very best leads.
Okay.
So, do you want to give it a shot?
Yes. Can you send me the application and I'm going to fill it out? And you can call me next week and we make it everything.
Okay. So, in order to send you the application, I have to go ahead and I have to charge the application fee, just the $250. So, do I have your permission?
So in that case, call me back on Monday the next week, and then you can charge me.
Okay. So let me see here. I will be back next Wednesday. I'm going on vacation. So I can call you next Wednesday to get that going.
Yes. Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Now, I'll remind you that the only upfront cost is the $250 application fee, and then after you're completely approved, that's when we contact you to say, hey, client, is you're completely Google Guarantee approved, and we need to charge the minimum monthly budget now. So it's not an automatic charge, okay? The only upfront cost to get going is the $250 application fee. And when we call you, if you're not ready to begin the leads yet, then there's no charge until you're ready. Once you're ready, then we charge the $922, okay?
Okay. I have a question for you.
Yes.
If I personally don't have the license, but I have somebody who's worked for me who's have the license, that's okay?
Is the license for the company? The company itself has to be licensed. Master Gutters has to have the Massachusetts State Home Improvement Contractors Registration.
Okay. I'm going to check it out about that.
Okay.
Is Massachusetts what?
What's that?
What is the name of the light, did you say?
I'll send it to you text message right now. It's the MA State Home Improvement Contractors Registration. Now, if you don't have this, if you don't have this license, okay, then you can still get approved for only gutter cleaning if you want to, okay? And when you get approved for the gutter cleaning, then the minimum monthly budget to start those leads is only the $313, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you have that option, all right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem.
Okay, so I will go ahead and give you a call back next week, and we'll see where you're at if you have the licensing, okay?
Okay, no problem.
All right, I will talk with you soon. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.